Didn't fancy having to jump over there to get that. Wonderful. Okay, Dion, want to come up and join me? Take a microphone. Don't drop it into the water. We did discuss this earlier. Wonderful. Okay, I've just got a few questions that we've sort of already went over a little bit earlier today, and just to kind of help us to get a flavour and a feel of your testimony of how you came to know Jesus. So just to start off with, just tell us, how long have you been coming roughly to the church here?
Well, I've been coming to Hook for most of my life. I started in Rainbows when I was about that small, as most people say, I saw you when you were that small. But I went through Rainbows, through Spectrum, had a bit of a bumpy ride through Discovery, and I'm back at Impact now. Come on Sundays a lot more regularly now, and yeah, I'm around a lot more often.
Okay, fantastic. So right from very young age, one of the youngest youth group Rainbows, sort of coming up through a Rainbow into Spectrum as well. Yes. When did you first start to kind of think seriously about God and about Jesus?
I was on Spectrum camp, and it was a quiet time with Steve Dennis. Can't actually remember what we were talking about, but I woke up the next morning and I was like, something's changed. And I felt really happy. I felt like I was really close to God. I knew that he loved me, and I knew that his son had died for me, he had forgiven me, and that I needed to believe in him. That lasted for the camp and a while afterwards. It then started to fade away a bit. Although I would defend being a Christian, I wouldn't go out to be bad, and my language changed as well. I wasn't acting like a Christian.
Okay.
So that's where it all started.
Okay. And so what kind of changed this? Obviously, you had this sort of experience on Spectrum Camp. You said it lasted a short period of time, but didn't last a long time. So what happened sort of since then? What's brought you to this point?
It was my first Impact weekend away. That only seems like last month, and we've got the next one coming up, which is really exciting. Once again, it was down to Steve Dennis. Was in one of his talks, and I realised I'd been a bit of an idiot. I'd done some stupid things, done some things that I probably shouldn't have done. And it's then where I started to come to church even more often and started to really get involved and to really want to understand what Jesus had done for me. So not just coming to see friends and to hear the cool stories, but to really to learn and to be able to remember of what Jesus had done for me.
Okay, and so since that time then, since the Impact Weekend away, how has your life sort of changed? How is it different from how it was before?
There have been a lot of things that have challenged me in life as a young person and as a Christian. But through certain people supporting me in church and outside of church, it's been possible for me to understand what the Lord has done for me and how gracious and loving he's been, and that he's understood what I go through. Even though there are a lot of things that I don't understand, and I would love to know the answers to, so if anyone's got them, please tell me. But he's been there to help me understand that. One of my favourite verses is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and to give you a future. That, it really just helps me to focus on what I need to do to be able to cope with the challenges that are on in this life on earth. And that is that no matter what happens, God is there with me. Which also brings to 1 Corinthians, which chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So as I said, there are a lot of things, like my two-year-old daughter that sadly I don't get to see. That's something that really does strike me as hard and challenging. And I'm sure it will do for a while longer. But I know through these verses and through the people that are here, through the support, that I've been able to understand that there's a reason to that. And that God has got his love, his grace, and an understanding attitude towards me. And will help me to understand what he's got planned for me.
Brilliant. And Dion, final question then. Why do you want to be baptised today?
My main reason that made it all click, really, is someone that sadly she isn't here today. I didn't know her too well, but from what I did know of her, She was an amazing person. She was such an inspiration and tried so hard to be an example of Christ. And that's Zoe Stone. And it was through her death that it made me realise that I need to do something. I need to make sure that not only do I know inside that I'm a Christian, I'm the son of many of God, but that I need to make sure other people know that too. Other people know that God has worked in my life and that he's done so much in my life that I want it to be able to affect other people's as well.
Brilliant. Well, Dion, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.